From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. The president is riding a wave of momentum from his speech to Congress this week, taking his health care message on the road today to Minnesota.
Minnesota, we are closer to reform than we've ever been before, but this is the hard part. This is when the special interests and the insurance companies and the folks who think, you know, this is a good way to bring Obama down, this is when they're going to fight with everything they've got. This is when they'll spread all kinds of wild rumors designed to scare and intimidate people. That's why I need your help.
In a moment, we'll check in with opponents of Mr. Obama's health care agenda who held protests today in front of the Capitol. First, though, to NPR's Don Gagne, who's in Minneapolis. Don, welcome.
Hi, glad to be here.
A friendly crowd there, lots of cheering. The president at one point repeating a campaign slogan. Let's listen in for a moment.
I want to know, Minnesota, are you fired up? Ready to go?
Don, it looked a little like a rock concert there.
It does, and it's interesting. It's like the president is here, and he's pitching his new album or his new CD, and that CD is all about health care reform. But as you get to the end of the event, this one lasting about an hour or so, you want to send people home with something they know. So it's like you have to play Born to Run right at the end, or in this case, Fired Up, Ready to Go.
Fired Up, Ready to Go. Don, it seemed like the president repeated a lot of the same points he made in his speech to Congress on Wednesday night. Is that what we can expect to see in the coming weeks and months? You know, the president sort of hammering the same arguments over and over?
That is exactly what we are going to see. He will tweak it. He'll change it, you know, from day to day, from week to week, depending on where things are in Congress at any given moment, or depending on what he's hearing from the opposition that he feels he needs to counter. But we'll see a mix of things. We'll see, obviously, we saw the big, serious speech before the joint session of Congress, but we'll see rallies like this where he marries that serious message with the campaign-style energy.
I mean, is there a sense in the White House that maybe they made a mistake by not doing this over the summer?
I do think they found themselves playing catch up. He was pretty quiet on this issue in August, and that was when we saw, you know, all the talk of death panels and a government takeover of healthcare really starting to gain some currency, not just with his hardcore opponents, but with people who are just undecided about all of this. So what we're going to see in the fall, summer is over, vacation is over, we're going to see him working it really hard in many different ways.
Don, the president has to be aware of the opposition rallies, some of them organized by conservative interest groups, taking place here in Washington today, for example. Are White House officials worried about these protesters?
I don't know if worried is the right word, but they take them seriously, and they know that they didn't get where they are, in the White House by not taking opponents seriously. So they're watching them very closely. In some places, they feel like, the more extreme opponents they have might actually be a big help to them because it allows the president to look more reasonable, more calm, more serious on this. But they are constantly gauging how the public responds to these other messages and calibrating their own response as a result.
That's NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne traveling with the president. President, Don, thanks.
It's a pleasure.